Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. And as we get ready for these NBA Finals Game 4, we have to cover your president again. Been released from the hospital. I knew he didn't need to go to the hospital. Nothing was wrong with him. He got diagnosed with coronavirus, but he was afraid, so he went to the hospital. Let's go to the news and see and hear what's going on with Mr. Donald Trump.
President just released from the hospital. Doctors gave Donald Trump the green light to go home.
They did, and you'll notice Donald Trump stood on the balcony there of the White House on the South Lawn, and he's optics are a very big deal for this president, and he had deep concerns that by being sidelined with COVID, from American networks, main networks here, as well as some of the major newspapers, including the New York Times, is that he was concerned that he looked weak, and that's why he had that photo op, that controversial photo op that happened on Sunday. But what we just saw there, that live picture, those live images that were at the end of Power and Politics, right into the start of your show, Carol, we saw that image of Donald Trump trying to show a projection of strength, standing there on the back balcony of the South Lawn of the White House and saluting the helicopter and the personnel on board standing there illustrating that it's business as usual. And that's the image he very much wants to project, even though with his concerns with his health, it is very much not business as usual at the White House.
Now, as you he's afraid. He's scared.
The green light to go home, but they did raise concern. They're not quite sure how his body is going to react to some of the therapies he received and some of the drugs he's taken. There is concern about how he's going to react to the experimental antibody therapy he took on Friday, I believe it was, the one that is not officially approved by the FDA at this point. And so
Regeneron,
to be released to the White House, doctors say he will be under 24-hour medical care. He will have access to the country's top physicians. Have a listen to what the president's doctor had to say about why they felt confident that they were ready to make this decision.
We're looking to this weekend. If we can get through to Monday,
Donald Trump's doctor speaking, guys.
Better yet, then we will all take that final deep sigh of relief. But as I said, 24/7 world-class medical care surrounding him down there. We're not going to miss anything that we would have caught up here.
Now, there are some significant questions that remain. Number one, how is the president going to be there and at the White House and work and not pose a risk, a spread risk to other people who work at the White House? Those kinds of details, the precautions that will be taken at the White House, those have not been revealed yet. And there is a lot of concern about that because this virus continues to rip through the White House. Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary, announced today she tested positive after testing negative for a number of days despite exposure. Last week, two staff members in her communications shop, they have also tested positive. There are 12 people in total who attended the event on Saturday, last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, for Donald Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, who have since announced that they have tested positive for COVID-19. So there are great concerns about how this virus is spreading through not just the White House, but allies of the president who attended that event and other events over the past few days, over the past week or so. But Donald Trump, there are reports, particularly coming out of the New York Times, that Donald Trump was agitated that he had to stay in hospital all weekend. He didn't want to stay in the hospital. He was ready to leave, at least from his perspective, whether the doctors agreed with that or not. And so he was actually the one who announced that he would be leaving hospital today, and he did it by tweet. We're going to bring that tweet up for you right now. It says, "I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m., feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Now, what is really important to point out is that Donald Trump, of course, is the president of the United States. He's going to have access to drugs that other people are not going to have access to. He is the president, and he gets world-class care. He gets the best care in the United States. That is very much a given. But he had access to those the experimental drugs that most Americans are not going to have access to. And the other thing to keep in mind is that as Donald Trump is downplaying the safety concern, telling Americans don't be afraid of this, there are more than 210,000 Americans who have died since this pandemic began. because of COVID-related complications. So that is a deep concern. And the president's critics are pointing to that, calling that tweet irresponsible, saying that Americans very much should be concerned about what is going on.
Now, we got Donald Trump, who was so afraid, he felt he needed to check himself into the hospital. Now, telling people, don't be afraid. Don't let it beat you. He feels better than he did 20 years ago. That, my friend, is a lie. That's another lie. I don't know anybody who feels better than they did 20 years ago, unless 20 years ago they were a drug addict, an alcoholic, or something of that nature. How can you feel better than you felt 20 years ago, unless for 20 years you've been doing nothing? Now, that's a legitimate question. That's a rhetorical question. Really doesn't need an answer back. I'm telling you from experience. 20 years ago, I could run up and down the street, ride bikes, backflip, climb trees, all of that. I can still do that. But guess what? Time won't allow me to. Work has took a toll on my body, not to the extent of crippling. I mean, I'm in good health, good shape. I just know that work and doing things and living life affects your body. I go to work, I stand up. I'm sure some of you go to work and stand up and, you know, run around and play. And due to the fact that it's just more than playing, you actually have other things to do, like work. I'll say that again, like work. Your body is tired. Your body does not feel the same. Some of you all are waitresses and stand on your feet all day. You don't feel like you felt when you were 13 and didn't have to do any of that. Call me a lie. Call me a lie. Send your messages. Call in. Say whatever you want to say. But I'm telling you, I don't know anybody who says that. It's impossible. It's impossible. Now, moving on. But still staying on topic. I was watching E News, ET. For some of you who know what that is, what channel that is. We have some response and some backlash due to Donald Trump's irresponsible videos and tweets. Let's check it out.
Saw what this disease can do, so guess what? We are afraid. We are. I still am.
Amanda Kloots gets emotional over President Donald Trump's response to his own COVID-19 diagnosis.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it.
On the 3-month anniversary of Nick Cordero's death, his widow and the mom of their 1-year-old son, Elvis, took to her Insta story to respond to Trump's tweet about leaving the hospital after just 2 days amid his battle with COVID-19. On Monday, the president wrote in part, quote, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life."
Same man.
Obviously not a very political person. But this is really kind of hard to ignore. I'm sitting here in my house and I'm honestly frozen. I can't really even move. I couldn't believe what I read. Not everyone's lucky enough to walk out of the hospital after 2 days.
Lady lost her husband.
Went on to explain why she still fears the virus.
We saw what this disease can do, so guess what? We are afraid. We are. I still am.
And I think about, like, if I got as sick as Nick, you know, little Elvis, he doesn't have his mom anymore, so I'm afraid.
As for that whole part about not letting the virus dominate your life, yeah, Amanda wasn't feeling that either.
let it dominate your life? No one's letting it. Nick didn't let it. It wasn't a choice. And it dominated his life. It dominated my life. It dominated our family's lives for 95 days. And because he didn't make it, it will forever affect my life. Even if he would have survived, it would have forever affected and changed our lives. It's beyond hurtful. Nick died in July at the age of 41 after a 95-day battle with the coronavirus. During his time at the hospital, Nick faced a series of unpredictable complications that led to septic shock, an amputated leg, and a temporary pacemaker. But Amanda always kept her faith.
I feel like there is an army of people behind him, behind us, and I just believe, I get chills saying it, I just believe that he will wake up.
And on Monday, Amanda shared a message directed right at the president.
Have some empathy. Why are you bragging? Have empathy to the Americans that you are our leader. Have some empathy to the people who are suffering and grieving. It's just not fair to act like this disease is nothing and you got right over it. I'm so happy that you did. You know, thank God you did. But guess what? There are a lot of people that didn't.
The fitness professional also shared a campaign ad from Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, writing, quote, "Joe Biden, you have my vote. And by God, I hope and pray you win this election."
Don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful.
Listen to him.
We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved. And the vaccines are coming momentarily.
Meanwhile, Facebook and Twitter took action against the 45th president of the United States on Tuesday after he claimed the seasonal flu is more deadly than the coronavirus. Quote, "Many people every year, sometimes over 100,000, and despite the vaccine, die from the flu. Are we going to close down our country? No, we have learned to live with it, just like we are learning to live with COVID. In most populations, far less lethal." Yeah, so Facebook removed the post, while Twitter added a label warning of misinformation about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. So, I prayed for Donald Trump last episode and was hoping that this would humble Donald J. Trump at the real Donald Trump on Twitter. If you want to message him and tell him how you feel, because I do weekly almost. Donald J. Trump, I thought, would be a little humbled by the COVID-19. And it seems I was wrong yet again when trying to give Donnie a pass. Trying to give him some sort of credit. But he's not been humbled. He's remained the same man he was before COVID-19. Now, also, we got wind that Trey Songz has tested positive for COVID-19. Let's go back to ET Canada and listen to what these gentlemen have. They have some more information and some more clips, so I'm going to piggyback off them. Let's see what they got to say.
Only revealing his diagnosis on Friday morning, Donald Trump left Walter Reed Medical Center Monday night and returned home to the White House. Now, his physicians, who have given some conflicting statements over the past few days, say that they gave him the all clear to return to the White House, and that he will be closely monitored because he is not out of the woods just yet.
Yeah, so this is as 18 people who work in the White House have also tested positive. Journalists have now had to self-isolate because they were in close proximity to the White House staff who tested positive. You can see Donald Trump took off his mask. I don't know if we have that B-roll. Yeah, we do have the B-roll of Donald Trump taking off his mask when he's standing on the balcony. Okay, yeah. We'll come back to this because, yeah, it's way later in this when he's actually on the balcony. So we have the wrong section of this footage here. Yeah, you can see that Donald Trump took off his mask on the balcony of the White House. A lot of people are pointing out that it appears that he's breathing. Appears very, very labored. as he stood on the balcony. So shortly after that return, Trump posted this video as it snapped a lot of people.
This is the same video.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you.
We hear this again.
Don't be afraid of it.
And again.
We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines.
No, you do. Because you're the president. That's why. We don't have access to that.
And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great. Like better than I have in a long time.
So why'd you go?
Better than 20 years ago.
Because you were afraid.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay.
Oh,
no. I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so some celebs reacted on Twitter. Chris Evans wrote, "Don't be afraid of COVID. You've been under around-the-clock care by the best doctors using the best drugs. Do you really think that everyone has access to that? Sadly, I'm sure you're aware of that disparity. You just don't care. This is reckless to a shocking degree, even for you."
Yeah, and Mark Hamill said, "I like presidents who learn from their experiences and don't give the American people dangerous advice." Mandy tweeted, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Tell that to the 210,000 families who have lost loved ones, to the Black, Brown, and Indigenous folks disproportionately affected, with tens of millions of jobs lost and the economy tanked, many of us isolated for months. You're the cruelest." And Ava DuVernay said, "Don't be afraid of COVID. He dares say to those of us who have lost loved ones."
Just the words from your president, President 45.
So Nick Cordero's widow, Amanda Klutz, responded on Instagram. "Remember, Nick fought COVID for 95 days in the hospital before he passed away in July. Trey Songz just found out yesterday he has contracted COVID and he will not be taking Trump's reckless approach."
Let's hear from Trey Songz.
"Americans have contracted COVID. 1 out of 1,000 black people have died from it. I will be taking it seriously. I will be self-quarantined and I will be in my house until I see a negative sign. I don't know how many of y'all know, but my grandfather passed early this year, and while it wasn't said that it was COVID, I do believe it was, so I've always taken serious. And if you come in contact with COVID, please do the same. Please do the same. Don't be like the president."
Not everyone's lucky enough.
Okay.
"To walk out of the hospital after 2 days, you know? So we saw what this disease can do. So guess what? We are afraid.
The
we
leader are. Of the free world.
If I got it, just if I got as sick as Nick, we don't know.
Is
Elvis. He doesn't have
irresponsible.
Anymore, so I'm afraid. And, you know, let it dominate your life. No one's letting it. Nick didn't let it. It wasn't a choice. And it dominated his life. It dominated my life.
Nobody just running around saying, give me COVID.
95 days.
Are you crazy, Donald?
Because he didn't make it, it will forever affect my life. Even if he would have survived, it would have forever affected and changed our lives. It's beyond hurtful. And have some empathy. Why are you bragging to act like this disease is nothing and you got right over it? I'm so happy."
Again, we're listening to a widow speak on this matter. She lost her husband.
So, tons of comments. I won't read them all, but yeah, Crystal says, "Donald Trump is the reason why the U.S. has had the most deaths in the world through coronavirus. Vote him out." Jesus, "How about all the families that have died alone without their families?" Jessica says, "He's such a liar. Now he's going to kill more people." Noah says, "If it's developed, why isn't the medicine released? He's such a buffoon." Patricia says, "Trump never had COVID. It's all been a lie and a hoax." Keisha says this guy's hurting me so bad. Does he realize it's not mind over matter? But yeah, tons of comments. But yeah, what do you think, Ross?
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, at first I thought maybe Trump getting COVID, you would see after the fact some sort of humility, because he did say, right, the first statement he said was that he did get an incredible education. And at first I was like, man, but you're the president. You should already know. They should not be telling you anything new about COVID after you contracted COVID. You should already know it all. You should be that guy. And so I thought maybe we were going to get something. And then 24 hours later, it was, I beat COVID. Look at how much of a stud I am. That he made it seem like it was a virtue to be able to beat COVID, because the weak die of COVID and the strong survive, and he's the strongest. And he turned it into this thing. And listen, I'm happy that the president of the United States did not die, because if you think America is
a me too. I prayed for him not to die. And this is how he acts.
Just the reality of what happened.
God, touch this man. Touch Donald J. Trump, President 45. Touch his mind. Touch his body. Touch his soul, Lord.
This would be
humble
an opportunity to bring people together, to do a, I am one of you. I grieve with your families. I was so misunderstood. Now I get it. And he turned around and did the exact opposite. He turned around and said, hey, all you anti-maskers up there, you're doing it right, which I cannot even understand. Who put his makeup on? Like, I understand you take your mask off standing on the balcony. You're still contagious. Like, who's the person that put the man's makeup on? Because he was as orange as he's ever been. His hair was done, and he's not doing that himself. Like, how many people, just for that moment, who filmed that speech? Who was standing behind that camera? Like, this is so, just, the whole thing is so wild to me.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were saying, like, 210,000 people have died from this. You can't show any sympathy. He shows no sympathy whatsoever. Like, we talked about this yesterday with SNL still making fun of him in terms of the debate. Like, like you said, Roz, it's only you wish ill will towards it, but now I have no sympathy towards him whatsoever. He's not going to have any sympathy towards the families of 210,000 people that he's leading. And then I just have no sympathy for him. And the fact is, he's not cured from COVID-19.
No!
If we believe the timeline, he was only diagnosed on Thursday, which I don't really believe that's really the case, because we do know he skipped out on having a test before the debate on Tuesday. So there's absolutely, you can't dismiss these theories that he was infected then, but he wanted to keep up this macho image, so he still went and did that debate knowing he was infected. Because the reality is, there's been no other COVID patient that is diagnosed, on a Thursday morning and is in hospital by Friday afternoon. No other patient in the world has had that happen. So the timeline is off. So
yeah, he was afraid.
Doctors, you can't really believe his doctors.
President Trump was scared. He ran to the hospital.
Yeah, just the reality. Now he's going back in the White House. He already exposed Secret Service members when he did that little drive-by in that car, so they were exposed. Now he's going back to the White House, where there's all that staff, not just his administration. I'm talking like, the cleaners and all those kind of people who are working in that White House. They're all exposed now. There's already been 18 people. He clearly doesn't care about them. But like you said, because he just wants to put this macho image out there. Like, he even did a version of him returning to the White House on Twitter that was like Rocky or like a Michael Bay movie. Like, it's just ridiculous. So the fact he does this, and just, it's clear, like, if you keep, it's funny, over the past few years, we keep saying, oh, this is going to cause him to have a change of heart. This is going to cause him to approach things differently. Nope. It's the same old Trump. It's
not Donald.
I don't get how people still support him. It really doesn't make sense to me. There's an element that it's a cult, and I really hope the America votes on November 3rd.
And I'll tell you, the shocking thing is that the one thing that Donald Trump does, and he does very well, is he understands strategy. And he can beat people at games that they don't even know the rules for. And he's invented, he's really, really good at that. And that's how he got the White House. We know that. What I have a hard time believing is that he didn't try to capitalize on this by speaking to people in a relating way. He had the perfect opportunity. He knows how criticized he's
been. I done told y'all, he got an ego. Ego.
It was completely insincere. Because
ego.
But to actually just speak to the families of the 210,000 people to try and maybe sway some votes.
Ego.
I have a real difficult time, thinking that he didn't figure out.
Say it again with me. Ego.
Getting COVID, and that would be votes, and using it in the way that I thought that he would. I really thought that
God is going to get
empathy Donald towards Trump. All
trust
families
me.
In
oh, God gonna get him.
And he blew it. Like, this is just, that was absolute madness.
Yeah, Michelle just says, or just lost it. Michelle says, so wrong. This isn't a leader. Zero humility and empathy. He's still infectious. Yeah, Paula says, the whole thing is just so sad. Yeah, just so sad. So hopefully things change in a few weeks.
Ain't nothing gonna change because this man ego. I've come to the conclusion. I'm gonna keep praying for him. I'm gonna keep praying for you, Donald. I'm gonna keep praying for you, but your ego is getting in the way. You're about to lose some other votes. You know, you're trying to win, and you're about to lose some more votes, man. Okay? Your ego is getting in the way, brother. You got to do a better job or prepare for what's coming next. I'm not God. I can't see what's coming next, but you better prepare for what's coming next. Now you getting all these people in the White House infected. As they pointed out on that clip, you got people doing your hair. You got people doing your makeup, getting you dressed. Man, you supposed to be isolated. You're supposed to be quarantining. But yet, you still running around here like you He-Man. God's going to get you, Donald. God is going to get you, brother. You better straighten up. Now, this is getting ridiculous. I thought it would humble him a little bit. I gave a man credit. I shouldn't have gave him that much credit. Actually, I gave him credit, but in the back of my mind, I knew he wouldn't because he's a reprobate. And for those of you who don't know what a reprobate is, go and look the word up. Read it in your Bible. He's a reprobate. I'll tell you what it is. That is somebody that has bucked the system and disobeyed God's laws. And God has now turned that person over to their selves. That's right. He will allow things like that to happen. He does allow you free choice. So Donald Trump is now a reprobate. He has a reprobated mind, meaning God has turned him over to him. He's going to get in his own way. He is going to self-destruct on his own. Don't let Donald take you down with him, okay? Just don't do that. Don't let him take you down with him. Don't let him make you a reprobate. And don't you follow a reprobate. And don't you become a reprobated mind. Oh, we getting too deep on this show now, huh? Yes, I'm talking about reprobates. He's a reprobate. The headline is COVID cluster. More White House staffers continue to test positive. It's going to be a whole bunch. The whole White House might be infected by the time this is all over. You know, that's going to be sad. But that's what they get. See, they following a reprobate. So they are most likely reprobates as well, because when you follow a reprobate, you become a reprobate because you can't be around things or people for too long before something starts to rub off on you. Donald Trump, get it together. Come to the front of the congregation. Hold your hands up so that we may put the blessing oil and anoint you on your forehead. Hold your hands up, Donnie. We're going to put the blessed oil on your forehead, on that orange head of yours, on that toupee of a hair, a toupee of a head. We're going to anoint you. We're going to anoint you right up out of the White House. You're losing votes, man. Now, you think you're doing something big and you're doing something stupid. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You got people feelings hurt. They looking to you. People that was even supporters of you now turning away. Listen, man. Donald Trump got to do better. Or don't. Just disappear. But we going to still pray for you over here on Ear Gas because that's what we do. But we going to tell you you wrong. We going to tell you you wrong. I'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Ear Gas. Breaking news, as we're doing this show live, I got breaking news. Donald Trump is up to his shenanigans, and he is really nervous and afraid, not only because he tested positive for coronavirus, not only because he checked himself out, he's nervous about this election. How do I know? Why would I say that? Why would I make such a claim? I'm going to tell you why I'm going to make the claim. The claim is because he was talking about giving another stimulus check out. And now, for whatever reason, in his brain, you know, that thing that he has up on his shoulders, that head of his, he decided to not give the stimulus checks out. I don't need the stimulus checks. I didn't get the first stimulus check. I didn't get unemployment because God has made sure that I am good. I save, save, save. Everybody does not save, though. Everybody does not save, and they need that money. Everybody was not in a predicament to save. Let's tune in to the breaking news clip of what Donald Trump is trying to pull over your head.
The president is now calling on his negotiators to put a stop to these talks. He tweeted, "I have instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small businesses." Trump then goes on to say that he's asking instead for Republicans to focus on confirming his nominee for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. Now, we had just learned in the past hour or so that President Trump did have a phone call with the Treasury Secretary and top Republicans in both the House and the Senate. We were trying to find out what was said on that call. Now we know President Trump saying no more talks and another stimulus bill until after the election. Guys.
All right. The implications are very clear. What we're showing right now, Ilan, to viewers and to listeners on SiriusXM satellite radio, the Dow was up about 100 some points before this tweet came out. Now we were down about 100 points in the Dow. The market implications are very clear. There is no aid coming until possibly after the election. What exactly then is the next step? I mean, they're going to focus on the Supreme Court nominee, Ilan, but what exactly can we expect with regard to what kind of talks can even happen at this point? Are they serious about being focused just on the confirmation of their Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I would imagine, Don, that this is a surprise to Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding a conference call, or had been in the past few minutes, with her members to talk about where they were in these negotiations. And there were some reports that Democrats were even talking about possibly voting next week if a deal could come together by the end of this week. However, it seems like that is all now dead in the water. There have been discussions around what would happen with state and local funding. They were passing papers and documents back and forth, diving into some of the details and the technicalities of the language. But now the president, again, making it very clear where he stands on this, and that is no deal.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching CNBC.
Isn't that something? Sounds like he's trying to buy some votes to me. If you want the money, you got to vote for me, and then we can talk about getting you some money. Now, Donald Trump is playing mind games, and he's in the middle of pulling off another illegal action. That's exactly what it is. He's buying votes. If you want the money, vote for me. If not, nobody getting money. Nobody getting paid. Forget about all the elderly people who need the money. Forget about all the people who lost their jobs who need the money. Now you're going to have a bunch of people that need money doing crazy things for money. That's what happened in the ghettos. That's what happened in the hoods. That's what happened in what you all call urban neighborhoods or urban communities, which is another word for black. I wish they get rid of that word urban. When you hear urban, you automatically go to black. Excuse me. Excuse me, Donald Trump. We know your tricks. We see them coming. We see them coming, brother. You can't pull that over on us. Keep that money. Like I said, I didn't get any money anyway. You can keep all the money you want because I don't want it. But it is some people out here who need that money. It is some people who out here who really, really needs and would appreciate that money. Don't let your ego keep getting in your way. This is why you in the situation you in. Your ego is getting the best of you. It's clouding your judgment. That's right. Your ego is clouding your judgment. You made all of these claims about the coronavirus. Now it's hit home. You have it. A lot of people in the White House have it. Your wife has it. Guess what? Now you double down on what you were saying before because you don't want to tell the people you were afraid. You are nervous. You were scared. That's why you went to the hospital. You didn't need to go to the hospital. You had no symptoms, as far as we know. Donald Trump, we see the trickery. You will not pull this over our eyes. When I say I mean us, the people. The people who represent this country. The people who work hard for this country. The people who voted for you or didn't vote for you. You won't pull it over our eyes. We see what's going on. That's a bold statement to say, I'm stopping the talks of the stimulus check because you're not voting for me. That's ridiculous. You're trying to buy votes. We understand what's going on here. It's illegal to buy votes. But like I said, once again, this man is smart. This man has found another loophole. This man has found another way to get people to vote for him. We're dangling the money over your head. It's right in front of your eyes. You can smell it. You can smell it. That's just how close this money is. But I'm telling y'all, do not take this money if he's not willing to give it to you before the election. That's right. That's right. Donald Trump, I'm asking people not to take the money. You know what, man? I just thought about this, right? You got a hell of an ego, man. You got a hell of an ego. You have a hell of an ego to tell people if they do not vote for you, they will not get stimulus checks. What does it matter? If you want to see the betterment of this country and you want to see this country get better, why wouldn't you give the people who really need the stimulus checks, whether you're the president or not? Now, that's a leader. That's a leader. A leader is someone who can help even when he's losing, even when the situation is not looking good. You are still willing to put it all on the line, shall we say, for the betterment of the country, to see your people doing better. 45, you are something else. Donnie, come on, man. Come on, Donnie. You must do better, brother. It's not even funny, bro. You know, it's not even funny, man. You really out here trying to buy votes. You really out here trying to buy votes, man. You can't do that. But see, you think you're bigger than God. You think you're bigger than the country. If we're not giving you the praise and the glory and the respect and the honor, it's no game. Game over. And that sounds fair to you? See, you're rich. You're wealthy. you don't have to worry about these things. But it's working people out here who really need this second stimulus check. I say this because I have not accepted $1, one red cent from you or this country. God has blessed me to be able to maintain. He gave me a mind that says, save your money, don't spend. Save more than you spend. This is a lesson for you all. You want the stimulus check. He doesn't want to give it unless you vote for him. I'm telling you from this point on, this should be a lesson to all of you who lost your jobs, who are going through some kind of financial burden right now. From here on out, save your money so you don't have to depend on any of this foolishness. It's a bunch of malarkey and rhetoric, if you ask me. But a lot of people don't ask me because I'm going to tell them the truth. It's a lot of people who going to vote for this man to get that money. And there's no guarantee that he's even going to give the money once he's reelected. Those are just words that he's saying. That's why you can't trust these politicians on what they say. Trust them on their works that has already been done. Look at the track record. See what they've done, where they come from. Who are you? Somebody go get me that blessed oil. I need to anoint this man here with oil. Now. I can't wait. Oh, I wish I could get to Donald Trump so I could anoint his head with oil. His whole body needs anointing. Listen, man. Donald Trump, you do not have our best interests at heart. You have whatever your interests are and some of the people in America's interests at heart. Those being your rich friends, those being people you like. What are you going to do for the people who don't like you? See, this is a job of a president. You have to be the president and make the best choices for the country, even if the country hates you. See, that's hard to do. Being you, being your same egotistical and arrogant self is easy to do because you've been doing that all your life. Try something new, my brother. Try caring. Try showing empathy, sympathy for the people of this great country. It's never been great for me, but that's what you say, so I'm going to roll with it. This great country is in need of your assistance, and you are threatening them with money, saying you are not going to give this stimulus check out. You will not sign off on it unless they vote for you. That's a crook move. See, this is why I say the playing field is not fair, because you can make those decisions and this country will actually see it through. Donald Trump, please come to the congregation and get your blessed oil. You need the anointing to fall on you. That's all I have for you today on Ear Gas. We'll be back tomorrow. Another show. Some more updates, news. Man, listen, I'm praying for Donnie, man. I'm praying for Donald Trump. I need for you all to pray for this man, too. We're not praying for him because we're on his side. We are praying for him because he needs some love. He needs to be shown some mercy, and he needs to be atoned. Atone, that's another word. Look it up. Atonement. He has to be. But his ego is in his way. You know, his feet are bigger than his body. Anyhow, this is Jamori Kennard, your host of Ear Gas. I love you all. Let's pray for Donald Trump tonight, y'all. Let's pray for Donald Trump tonight. Oh, Jesus, save Donald Trump. because I don't hate Donald Trump, but I'm sick of taking up and standing by, you know, for this country when this country really does not care. This country is about wrong, and we trying to live right over here. People that listen to this show should be people who are trying to do right, because I'm going to keep preaching right until I can get some people to be right. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect at all. I mess up. I make mistakes. But I never let my ego get in the way of what I know I can do to help others. I never let my ego get in the way like Donald Trump lets his ego get in the way of protecting others. Come on, Donald, man. Give them people their money, man. It's people out here who really need that money. Elderly people, I know they need it. Sick people, I know they need it. People with kids who not in school, I know they need it. It's a million people who need it. It's a few people who deserve it. You don't have to give it to everybody, but give it to the people who deserve it. Please, 45, please. I love y'all, man. Till next time, ear gas.